Blog Talk Radio.
Am I roll? Am I ready to roll? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, y'all. It's Friday, baby. Get out there to it. I believe in you. Come on, y'all. Get up. It's Friday. That's what I'm talking about. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. Back up now. Come on. Let's go, baby. It's Friday, you know. That's why y'all to be getting up just like me. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. How many times do you have to hear that song before you get out your seat? How many times? You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, welcome to the show. And those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys should call in and talk about whatever you want. Today is Free Fall Friday. All lines are open. Well, not all lines, because some of the lines are filled. But go ahead, call into the show, try to get onto the show, and don't forget to press the number one so that I can put you on the air. Okay? And again, guys, don't feel like you're talking to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people. Just you and me. Okay? Just you and me. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Now, before we get into the show or whatever we're going to talk about, we're going to do a word of the day. And today's word of the day is deride. Deride. D-E-R-I-D-E. Deride is a verb, and it means to laugh at contemptuously. To laugh at contemptuously. What's contemptuously? I don't know. The next meaning is to subject to usually bitter or contemptuous ridicule. Okay? Contemptuous. Let's look up contemptuous. Let's see. Contemptuous. Contemptuous. I don't know. I'm trying to find it. Contemptuous. Contemptuous. I can't find it, guys. Contemptuous. There it is. Okay. Contemptuous. And contemptuous means feeling or showing deep hatred or disapproval, feeling or showing contempt. So, deride is laughing at something contemptuously. That means you're laughing at something that you're feeling real deep hatred about. okay? So if something that you hate, or something that you hate, and you laugh at it contemptuously, all right? That's the meaning of deride, D-E-R-I-D-E, deride. And I know you guys sometimes people say, Frank, you put out some weird words there. But there's so many words in the dictionary. I mean, I don't come up with these words. It's just they send me these words on a daily basis. So I give them to you, okay? I give them to you. One word that I have put in my vocabulary, and I don't know if you know the meaning of this, but I did it on one of my shows. It was dove coat, D-O-V-E-C-O-T. Dove coat is a noun, and dove coat means is a like a pigeon coop, okay? People keep them on the roof of apartment buildings, and they have pigeons that come in there, and they raise pigeons in a dove coat. A dove coat is a pigeon coop, all right? So grab a hold of that word and put it in your vocabulary. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I have a caller, a great friend of mine, calling all the way from New Jersey, New York, or something like that. I don't know where Hardaway is, but I think he's in New Jersey right now. From the 646 area code, the first three digits are 824. Let's see if I can get him up on the show. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. What's going on?
What's the deal, Frank? You know, I want to say happy Friday to you, and I want to I just arrived at the fact that at the beginning of your show, you must thought today was Saturday, because you must have forgot, because you sounded like you already started the weekend, man.
Man, you know me.
Well, I got a guest with me. I got the boss in the car with me right now, so I'm let her say hello.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, Miss Tracy, how are you?
We're good, thank you. And your family?
We doing great. When y'all coming down?
I can't give that answer right now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, you know, it all, you know, like I said, she is the boss. So, we really wanted to come for, you know, around the holidays, but, you know, with the move and all that, and, you know, you had it right, Frank. We do stay in New Jersey now, but, you know, they talking about the weather, you know, you never know when they think we're going to postpone and try to, you know, well, we ain't going to either March and, you know, together, and then May I might come down, you know, by myself for my birthday, because, you know, we got to reminisce, and we got to get everybody together, and we got to reminisce, you know, so can't do that with the wives around.
Yeah, right. That's right. Well, we can, you know, Tracy can still come with you, but I don't know what we can do with her. Maybe we can. Hey, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
Yeah,
she got some cousins that live down there now, so. You know, that's a good thing. So.
Oh, yeah. That works, bud. Where y'all headed, to the house, or are y'all going out to eat or something?
We're going to get some, you know, it's Fish Friday, so we got to go get some fish.
Okay.
And go back to the house. Then we're going to tomorrow, going to another part of New Jersey to see one of her friends. you know, she got something for me. So then I got to go take some of my baked goods, let her try it. You know, so, you know, I do bake also, Frank. So, you know, I'm not talking about the other bake that we used to do back in the day. I'm talking about baking food.
Hey, yeah, you come. Hey, when you come down, when you come down, we gonna bake before we get started.
Yeah, we gonna bake the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talking about some real pie.
Yeah, real pie. Real pie. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. She don't know nothing.
No,
she don't know nothing about that. That was before your time, Tracy.
Listen, I don't know about that.
Hey.
My time is far more than yours.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna leave that one alone. But hey, I appreciate y'all calling, man. Y'all be good. Take care. Keep listening to the show now. Y'all be good.
All right.
Bye bye.
All right. So guys, again, that's a great friend of mine from way, way, way back. And he and his wife live up in New Jersey now. And like I say, great friends of mine from way, way back. All right. Again, Free Fall Friday, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, guys, I wanted to talk about what's going on. And I know a lot of ladies listen to my show. But right now, I want to talk about what's going on with college football. College football and how, you know, I'm a Georgia fan, okay? Now, Georgia not in the running for the national championship. But I'm not an Alabama fan. Actually, I hate Alabama. I hate Alabama fans. Yeah, I said it. I hate Alabama fans because they're so obnoxious. And I don't understand. I'm rooting for Florida State now to win the national championship again. Okay? And I don't understand how, okay, Florida State won the national championship last year. And they were undefeated last year. They are undefeated this year. And they're number four in the nation. How, and there's no other team in the nation that is undefeated. So how can you say that there's another team in the nation who should be number one other than Florida State? How can you say that? They say that Florida State doesn't have the strength of schedule that Alabama right now has the number one spot. Okay? And they have lost the game. I don't understand how can you put Alabama as number one team when they've lost the game? How can you put anyone other than the undefeated team number one? How can you do that? If they were in conferences, if they were all in the same conference, and Florida State has no losses, Alabama has a loss, all these other teams have a loss, who would be number one in the conference? Florida State would be number one. Whomever's undefeated, they would be number one. Unless there's another team that's undefeated and they should be tied for number one. And these guys are defending national champions. And now they're talking about if Baylor wins this weekend, Baylor can jump Florida State and be in the top four for the playoff for the national championship. Now, how can that be? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And the head coach at Florida State is livid. He's mad about it. He's pissed. And I don't blame him. I would be too. Because when you're number one, you get the supposedly the easiest road to the championship game. So the number one team would play the number four team, and the number two team would play the number three team. And then the winners of those games play each other for the national championship. How can you not say that Florida State is not the number one team in the nation when they haven't lost the game? Like I said, they say strength of schedule, okay? So what, Florida State doesn't play SEC teams? They are a ACC conference. They're in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Okay? How can Oregon be above Florida State? They're not in the SEC. Their strength of schedule is not as tough as the SEC. Right? How can they say that when Florida State doesn't, you know, we're in the ACC. So we're playing everybody in the ACC. If you want to put it like that, then start letting ACC teams play SEC teams. Start letting Big 12 teams play SEC teams. Start letting Pac-10 teams play SEC team. It doesn't matter about strength of schedule. These guys won the national championship last year. And they beat, guess who they beat? An SEC team. Okay? An SEC team. So I guess they're going to have to stomp another SEC team this year to win the national championship. What are they going to say about strength of schedule then? Last year, Florida State was number one. What about strength of schedule last year? They played the same ACC teams. They didn't play SEC teams. What's the difference? The difference is you got a bunch of old people up there that's trying to work this thing for college people. Okay? And there's so much money involved that's the problem. There's so much money involved. When there's a lot of money involved, people do crazy stuff. People do crazy stuff for money. And there's a lot of money on the line here going towards the national championship. Money in Vegas, all kinds of betting money around here and there in each state, everywhere. Everywhere. And so you're going to put Alabama as number one. If anything, they should be number two or three. I think it should be Florida State, Oregon, then Alabama. I'm not taking anything away from Alabama. Alabama has a good team. They playing this weekend. Playing Missouri. Right here in the ATL. Playing for the SEC championship. So we're going to see what happens after that. We're going to see what happens with the Georgia Tech Florida State game. They're going to be playing for the ACC championship. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. They got the reigning Heisman Trophy winner on their team. How can you not put them number one? I don't know. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Hey guys, it's gonna be a. I don't exactly know what the weather's gonna be like this weekend. Maybe I could look that up for you. Ha ha. Right? Let's see if we can find out what the weather. Right now, the weather is 64 degrees outside. We're 64 degrees in Atlanta. Okay? I'm sorry, my friends in New Jersey. I know it's not 64 there right now. Hey, I'm just kidding. I'm not thumping on you. And tomorrow, Saturday, it's going to be 77. Okay? Let's see, 77 degrees, and 43 is going to be the low. 77 with a chance of rain, okay? And Sunday is going to be 68 with a slight chance of rain, okay? So we're going to be good up until mid-next week, 60s, 70s. And it's been beautiful in the afternoon right here in the ATL. I know you guys up north can't stand that, but that's the way it is. You should move south. You should move south where the sun spends the winter, not in the north. Okay? Hey, I'm just having fun. It's Friday, right? But anyway, I got about 2 minutes left in the show, guys. I thank you guys for listening to the show. I thank you guys for listening to me go on and on every day. And I just go about this thing as I can. But I really do appreciate you guys every day. Hey, take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good night.
Silent night, I know it's gonna be joy to know it.